I've decided to commit to being a grandmother.
It's 25 years too late.
I say we move past that. You know, so if being a grudge holder makes you fat, so let's just concentrate on the here and now and me stepping up to becoming a good grandmother.
Mamma Mia, here we go again. Well, I think it should have been called Money, Money, Money. This film is a cynical cash grab on Philippa Lloyd's sparkling 2008 ABBA musical. It's a terrible film, but it's not without a few moments that might make, and in fact already are making, high rotation online as GIFs and other forms of social media, especially the cameo, which we just heard there. Well, not much more than a cameo from Cher, who glides into the film in a black helicopter towards the end. A startling apparition she is of diva glamour in a white pantsuit. Now, if you're not a huge ABBA fan, you will be disappointed to know that most of the more recognisable and snappy numbers were used up in the first film. So the soundtrack here contains less familiar tunes, many of them sombre ballads and songs about heartache. And it does remind you what great songwriters of sorrow ABBA were. Unfortunately, though, when the cast don't sing particularly well and they don't hear, Meryl was probably the best singer of the lot of them, and she's not really around in this one, the sad songs become even sadder. Partly, this is a film about mourning, as the character who made the first film such a pulsating joy, Meryl Streep's ABBA-obsessed, dungaree-wearing, eternal backpacker, Donna, is dead. Her daughter Sophie, played by Amanda Seyfried, misses her deeply, and she's funneling her grief into transforming Mum's old stone house into a boutique hotel called Bella Donna. It's not easy getting good trades on a remote Aegean island, though, so she's fretting about finishing the project on time for the big VIP opening. She's also missing her partner, Dominic Cooper, who's off in New York. I couldn't quite follow if they're broken up, but they sing a sad song to each other over the phone. On the upside, she has the support of an unflappable Latino hotel manager, played by Andy Garcia, who I think will go down as one of the most underachieving actors of his generation. And there are her two honorary aunts, brought back to life by the very watchable double act of Julie Walters and Christine Baranski. So far, so meh. But the film really does perk up when it flashes back to how Mum came to Greece in the first place. We meet the young version of Meryl Streep as a Cambridge-educated American traveller with wide eyes and a sunny smile, played by British actor Lily James. She's delightful here, cartwheeling through olive groves, breaking into a dance number in a Paris cafe. The choreography, it turns out, is one of the film's better attributes. This storyline is a prequel of sorts about how Streep's character fell in love with the younger versions of Pierce Brosnan, Colin Firth and Stellan Skarsgård, all of whom reappear in this film. And it's done in a refreshingly kind-hearted and open-minded way, given that this is the kind of story that's usually reserved for men travelling the globe and sowing their oats. Unfortunately, writer-director Ol Parker never builds the melodramatic tension that made the first film, with its theme of ex-lovers jostling over the paternity of the daughter they never knew they may have had, well, which made that film so much fun. Parker's main claim to fame, by the way, seems to be that he was the screenwriter on the two Best Marigold Hotel films, which I guess must have looked pretty good on the CV for tackling this, but I don't think he's risen up to the task. The film, I think, is for ABBA diehards only, and even then, only those who like their music turned up to about six. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, is out everywhere.